What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And boy, oh boy, this story about this former MI6, I'm saying former, once MI6, always MI6, Christopher Steele. He is this British spy now working for, well, he actually owns a private intelligence outfit, is the author of this report that claims Donald Trump hired two prostitutes to deface the bed in the presidential suite of the Moscow Hotel. Absolutely no substantiation whatsoever. Christopher Steele, as we reported earlier in the show, was also the guy who wrote the report claiming that the FIFA corruption scandal was linked to Russian gangsters, which Russia has denied, but it resulted in the incoming FIFA president penalizing Russia for something which apparently it turned out they didn't really do. Now it's come on out. This Christopher Steele was hired by Planned Parenthood to try and put a positive spin on all these videos showing the sale of baby parts. This is who this guy is. He's a liar for hire. Lying for the government is big business, and business is good. Lying for corporations is big business. They don't call it lying, they call it public relations. But that's really what it is. Now, Guantanamo's torture centers are now 15 years old. And perhaps in commemoration, as it were, there was an article that came out over in Russia Today talking about all the things being done to those prisoners. Sleep deprivation, scaring with dogs, force feeding, waterboarding. We know from Binyam Mohammed that very tender portions of their bodies were being sliced with razors to get them to admit where Saddam was hiding his weapons of mass destruction. Don't say they don't exist. We know they're out there. Our president wouldn't lie to us. There are a lot of people who are now urging Barack Obama to close Guantanamo before he leaves office in order to deny its use to Donald Trump. I hate to admit it, I would actually be on board with that. It's time for Guantanamo's torture. It's time for all of these torture centers to close. Torture does not work. This is another area where I disagree with Donald Trump. Torture does not get you actionable intelligence. It gets you politically expedient confessions. That's why the Inquisition did it to the witches. That's why the Nazis did it to their prisoners. That's why the North Vietnamese did it to John McCain. That's how it all works there. Now, over in Egypt, they're continuing their program of freezing assets of more non-governmental organizations. They're being criticized by the United Nations. How dare you get in the way of the NGOs? But the Egyptian courts are basically investigating these non-governmental organizations that are receiving illegal foreign funding. And that is a legitimate area of concern. Are these NGOs really about charitable work, or are they, in fact, front groups for hostile intelligence operations? We know USAID was caught doing that sort of thing. That's why Putin kicked them out of Russia. Hungary is cracking down on all non-governmental organizations run by George Soros, but those organizations are vowing to stay in Hungary despite the crackdown. I don't know what they're going to do. They're not going to have any money. Hungary will cut off the flow of cash. What are they going to do? Remain defiant until they get hauled away and thrown in prison? Because George will sit there and let that happen in order to complain, oh, the abuses of our people. And he's not going to spend a day in prison over this whole situation. It's just not his nature. Now, following on the videotape of an Israeli diplomat talking about working to remove members of parliament and members of the British government who were not sufficiently obeisant to Israel, has come a new revelation. Apparently, the Union of Jewish Students, which is a group that is on all the major college campuses in Great Britain, is being funded by the Israeli embassy in London. Now, these are the people who go on out and constantly launch attacks against anybody advocating for Palestinian rights. They got lots and lots of money with which to work. And they're always out there screaming, oh, it's hate speech. When you talk about the Palestinians, it's hate speech. You're Hitler lovers, you're Jew haters, you're this and you're that. They're being funded by Israel. And I think we need an investigation in this country, how many of these pro-Israel groups on our college campuses that are trying to bring about the end of the First Amendment by screaming hate speech, I wonder how many of them are receiving funding from a foreign source. Now, the situation in Israel and Palestine is about to get a little bit more nervous. As you know, this Sunday, the 15th, is this big meeting in Paris where all these nations are going to get together and discuss the reality of a Palestinian state and a two-state solution. Obviously, Israel's opposed to that. Their Congress, the United States Congress, the finest Congress Israeli money can buy, passed a non-binding resolution demanding that the U.S. prevent the Paris meeting from actually doing anything of any substance. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. There's a new complication. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is going to be holding talks with representatives of the leading Palestinian organizations on January 16th in Moscow, one day after this meeting in Paris. So Palestine may turn into the new Cuba if we're not careful here. Now, we've been talking about U.S. military hardware, and in particular the F-35. And we ridiculed the Pentagon earlier in this year when it came on out and announced by imperial edict that the F-35 was now ready for deployment, despite all the problems they're having with it. And the U.S. Marine Corps has just deployed 10 F-35 fighters to Japan. This is the first permanent overseas deployment of the Joint Strike Fighter. There's only one problem. It is still not ready for combat. And apparently the key software for the F-35 is still being delayed, still buggy. The autonomic logistics information system is the heart of this software support for the F-35. Its latest version has been delayed by at least 6 months. The software for the cannon won't be delivered until 2019. Those whiz-bang helmets, $400,000 a piece, still can't be made to work. But if the government says it's ready for combat, it's ready for combat. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello, aloha to you.
Aloha back.
I'll tell you what. I know my upcoming comment is going to ruffle some feathers, so just to pre-note you ahead of time about that.
Okay.
In light of the comment about Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Camp Gitmo, whatever you want to call it, and so forth, ad nauseum, whether it's being shut down or not, or who's doing it, or whatever have you, you know something? Regardless of who happens to be sitting on that throne in the White House, i.e. the feather ruffling,
yes.
The military-industrial complex is not going to let go of a moneymaker, which is exactly what that place is for them. And they're never going to shut that thing down. If they can explain it off as some locale for something, special operations or whatever, they're going to do it.
I think right now the military-industrial complex is dealing with a major PR disaster because the American public is now aware that some $6.5 trillion, with a T, has vanished into the Pentagon and nobody seems to have any idea where it went. And so the American people are absolutely not going to be on board with giving the Pentagon any more money until they have a better idea of where it's being spent and what is being done with it.
Well, I hate to say this, but I have to disagree with that comment because, one, not every single person is aware of that. I can tell you that my one relative, who's a sister-in-law, who happens to be very, for that matter, She would have no clue about that whatsoever. Even if you brought the information to her face, she'd be in denial of it. And so,
well, the people in denial are a single-digit minority in the American public right now.
I'll give you that. I mean, of course, and again, I'm not going out and doing a poll for that matter to see what people do or do not know. But there might be a minority of people that that are very trendy and listen to mainstream whatever have you ad nauseum, but. When it comes down to numbers and all that and who's pulling in what amount, places like that are not going to shut down. Maybe it might take any time, or who knows? Or maybe it might be a, I don't think even a special commission or whatever you want to call it that the commander-in-chief would set up to have that investigated and thus shut down. Unless they actually themselves went there and say, all right, no, this does not need to be, shut it down now, or you're fired.
Unless Harry Truman did it. In the years leading up to World War II, Harry Truman went on out. He toured the entire country. He went to all the defense contractors, and he yanked contracts. Okay.
That was, and yes, but I'm talking about currently. This is now 2017. You're talking about another administration and so forth, and I'm not going to get into the dirty details about all that. So that's aside the issue, but unless the current commander-in-chief actually goes there in person with his entourage or whoever, security team, and actually went down and said, no, this all gets shut down now, otherwise you're fired, unless they actually do that in person, it's never going to close. It's a moneymaker.
It's a money loser. It's a money loser because, listen to me. Listen to me. The people inside the military-industrial complex are getting very, very rich, and they're absorbing a huge amount of the gross domestic product with which they produce very little that can be used to actually improve our economy other than by direct conquest of other people's wealth. The fact is most of that money is effectively being poured down holes, like missile silos and onto warships, and the same mentality back during the original Cold War. We're going to spend all this money, and we don't care if the stuff works or not, because the theory is it's never actually going to be used. It's just a giant hole that we're throwing the American people's money into and laughing our way to the bank. And we're already seeing, you know, Donald Trump yanked on Boeing's leash over the new Air Force One. He's yanked on Lockheed Martin over the skyrocketing cost of the F-35, and we're already seeing Boeing come on back and say, well, you know, maybe we could cut a few billion off the deal, and Lockheed is saying, well, we could tighten up a few things here, because, you know, everybody understands it's out-of-control spending here, and Trump is a businessman. His first instinct is going to be to lower the costs to do what he needs to do in order to free up more revenue to accomplish other things in areas that have been neglected. And so I think that's why the military-industrial complex is afraid of Donald Trump. I hate to agree with the bookies, but, yeah, there's a very real chance he's not going to survive his first term in office.
Well, you know, it is one thing, and I have a thought for you, Michael, is this. Common sense when it comes to things like this gets thrown out the window. But then again, when you're dealing with politicians in D.C., there's no such thing as common sense. And that's all there is to it.
Well, there is when the voters start saying we're only going to vote for candidates with common sense. And when Harry Truman was doing what he did, the American people responded. That's why he ultimately wound up as vice president and then inherited the presidency and then beat Dewey, despite the corporate media of his day trying to sabotage him.
Well, true. Now, also, mind you, that was a different point in time considering how high-tech this day and time is compared to then. It's enough to blow your mind. You have to literally get a section of duct tape to wrap your head to comprehend what in the world is actually going on.
Deliberately obfuscated. I mean, they don't want people to know where the money is going. I mean, and we're not even talking the Black Project here. And again, if you've never seen it, There's a very funny movie called The Pentagon Wars. It's based on the book by the same title about the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. It was directed by Richard Benjamin. He did a fabulous job. And it is still out there in like Netflix or Hulu, and you can hunt it down and you can watch it. It is a fun movie. And everything that's in that movie, it really did happen, including the thing with the sheep.
Wow. What was the name of that again?
Pentagon Wars.
You know, with a name like that, it's almost in your face.
Yes.
That's sad.
You're going to love the opening titles, too. Okay, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, if you go back and you look at history, there have been some horrendous military boondoggles. Things that you'd say, why did they even try and make this? You just had to know it was not going to work the way they thought it was going to work. But it's all about money and so forth and so on. Speaking of which, our government is probably one of the most creative and ridiculous governments when it comes to new ways to waste your money. And back in this last year, we were talking the other day about some ridiculous research projects which appear to be funded as a payback for political favors. But apparently the National Eye Institute and National Science Foundation spent $300,000 to conclude that girls will play with Barbie dolls more often than boys. Apparently this came as a shock to the liberals who honestly believe that there is no difference between men and women other than what society imposes on them. And that goes all the way back to that Margaret Mead nonsense. This study by the National Science Foundation also found that girls could better identify the faces of Barbie from a lineup of assorted dolls. You know, there's all these different Malibu Barbie and Paris Barbie and Oprah Barbie and divorcee Barbie who comes with all of Ken's stuff. And, I mean, that was the whole point of this thing. $300,000 to find out whether boys or girls spend more time playing with Barbie dolls. I could have answered that question for a mere $100,000. I guess that's why I'm not in government. The National Science Foundation and UC San Diego apparently spent $1.5 million to put a mud skipper fish literally on an underwater treadmill to test its flopping speed and need for oxygen. $1.5 million. The National Science Foundation and Department of Defense Office of Naval Research spent $460,000 so that computers could binge watch 600 hours of TV shows and 400 hours of online videos, all to see if an algorithm would emerge to predict when characters would hug, kiss, shake hands, or exchange a high five. Primetime soap opera Desperate Housewives and the sitcom The Office were among the big targets of this artificial intelligence study. The rationale was the Navy said we need to develop computers that will anticipate what their human operators are going to do. Only if your ships are being crewed by the Real Housewives of San Diego, I guess. The FAA has dumped $200 million into building and upgrading the Mid-America St. Louis Airport in Mascotah, Illinois, which has only one airline operating out of it. Just one. I got to look at that airport through Google Earth. It's amazing here. All right, a little bit of economic news. The United States lost 286,000 manufacturing jobs under Obama. They gained 3,238,000 jobs in retail and food service, which are all minimum wage. Apparently up in Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel is very unhappy that Moody's gave the city a junk bond rating and is trying to sort of muscle Moody's into rescinding that. You know, you give us a better rating or maybe something bad going to happen to you. You know, this is Chicago. We've got Chicago ways of doing these things. Apparently, Bitcoin just suffered a major collapse and the Chinese investors who got in late got fleeced. Seems like somebody did a virtual pump and dump on that one. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, we keep hearing from the government, from Barack Obama, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, from the New York Fed, the economy is in good shape. Look at the stock market. The economy is just absolutely doing fine. We've never had so many food service workers in the nation's history. We don't understand why you think the economy's in trouble. Just because we don't manufacture anything anymore. Nobody wants to buy our GMO agriculture. But if the economy's really in good shape, why are Walmart and Boeing laying off workers? Why are so many retailers closing stores? JCPenney just jumped on that list. They're going to be closing more of their stores. And here is where it really comes down to, should we trust the government and the corporate media? We already know they are lying big time. You know, 7.2 Pinocchios on the unemployment numbers. By the simple device of not counting people who have been unable to find work for weeks or months or years, they don't count them. The unemployment numbers are based only on the people who just lost their job in the last couple of weeks. So they come up with a number like 5%. Meanwhile, there are over 95 million American citizens willing and able to work right now who have not been able to find jobs for weeks or months or years. That's the reality. So obviously that 5% number is a lie. And as it turns out, there's another one out there that is a bald-faced lie, and that is the claim that inflation is only running at 1.7%. We know that home prices are up. They're at 2006 highs. Rent has been climbing between 3 and 6% for the last few years. Taxes, tolls, and government fees are going up anywhere between 5 and 10% per year. Healthcare costs are going up between 10 and 50% per year. Then when you look at the commodity prices, the things that we use on our daily life, oil, gas, electricity, corn, soy, whatever, they're going up 5 to 7% just in the last month. So how are they coming up with 1.7% inflation? Now, they openly admit that when they're calculating the rate of inflation, they leave off food and fuel costs, which is where inflation tends to show up first and hardest anyway. But when you look at costs going up, your bank account being on empty, do you believe the government when it says inflation is only 1.7%? I certainly don't. And it's not just the rise in prices. We are seeing the Federal Reserve literally creating billions and trillions of dollars out of thin air to pour all over Wall Street to keep that looking like that's still intact. That has to contribute to inflation. I guess over there at the White House, they're saying, we're not going to count that. We don't count that. We don't count this over here. Those people will believe anything that we say. They're such fools and morons out there. Now, apparently, the Internal Revenue Service has announced they're going to be delaying refund checks for quite a while, actually, even for all the early filers, primarily the poor households. And apparently, the issue from the IRS, what they're claiming is it's to fight fraud. Really? How does the fraud become less of a problem 2 to 3 months from now than it is right now? I think the Treasury just simply doesn't have the money to be paying refunds. And at the very least, they're going to have all of that money to roll around and play with, and you won't. So something funny is going on over there at the Internal Revenue Service. Now, getting on out to the globalists, they're not having a good time. Human Rights Watch has now denounced Trump and European populists as being a threat to human rights. Now, that's getting pretty Orwellian, because it is our right to choose our own leaders. It is our right to place our nation's interests over that of the neighboring nations. Those are our human rights, and we are exercising them. But Human Rights Watch is basically saying that the only human rights to be concerned about are the globalist ones. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back. We got a caller waiting on the line. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We've got some breaking news here. Alma Star News is reporting that mere minutes ago, the Israeli Air Force bombed a Syrian Arab Army ammunition depot inside the Mezza Air Base in rural Damascus. In other words, Israel just carried out an airstrike against the Syrian army, against the Syrian government. And maybe that's how they're going to start the war with Russia. Because Russia may chase them out of there, and the U.S. will say, well, we have to come to the defense of Israel, and Israel and Russia are now hostile, and blah, 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 blah. Any excuse to send your children off to be killed and crippled for more money. But this is clearly an attempt to provoke the situation there. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
On that topic, if Israel were to ever nuke somebody, that would fulfill this prophecy that one day all the nations of the world would be marching on Israel.
Well, I don't know who's going to march on Israel once they finally actually acknowledge that they have nuclear weapons. Of course, it's probably the world's most poorly kept secret at this point.
No, I mean, if they flipped out and went and nuked Iran or something, the whole world would then come to put down Israel. And that would fulfill the prophecy that one day the whole all the nations will be descending and marching down on Israel. Anyway, it's not, that's not really the point of why I was calling. Well, this sounds so boring now. I wanted to talk about deodorants and colloidal silver.
Okay.
Okay, so the best deodorant is a crystal block. There's a brand name just called Crystal. And
yes.
I just wanted to explain the difference between deodorant, antiperspirant, and antibacterial. So a deodorant is just perfume. An antiperspirant is a bad idea that closes the pores that so you cannot sweat properly.
And then, jams up your lymphatic system.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. And then what this is it's an antibacterial. So it leaves the pores open so you can breathe properly and your lymphatic system is working properly. It just creates an environment that is not conducive for bacteria to prosper. So it's just a very salty environment that the bacteria doesn't like.
Yeah, I've seen those rock crystals before here. And the problem is there are chemicals in whether they're called deodorants or antiperspirants, there are some very toxic chemicals in there, and especially women, when you realize the close proximity between your armpit and your breast tissue, you have to wonder if some of this breast cancer is caused by these toxic chemicals. And unfortunately, we live in a society where corporations are allowed to sell us dangerous, risky products as long as it makes money and they're paying taxes to the government and the government gets their piece of the action. These things seem to be okay until the public kicks up a stink and then they'll go, oh, all right, we'll stop selling that. God, you people are so picky.
Yeah, so we have to take care of ourselves from the grassroots level up and just
yes.
find these products that are good for us. And I'm a man that works hard and this... I never have BO, ever. Like, this is so effective, it's incredible, and it's healthy. I bet you it's even a little bit good for you, just some natural mineral salts. So regarding colloidal silver, I'm an inventor, and I built a machine, and I just had wanted to share some tips of how to make better quality colloidal silver.
Okay, well, it's going to have to be quick because we're running out of time, and I still got a bunch of stuff I got to get to.
Okay. If you purchase your silver from as a form of bullion, you cannot use it because it has a coating on it. But if you wire brush that off with a wire wheel brush or a bench grinder with a wheel, then you have 10 times less impurities in your silver because it's quadruple nine pure bullion, which is instead of the triple nine pure that everyone else uses. And
well, you know,
there's a trick of making the...
You know, we have an article at What Really Happened on how to make nanosilver because we make our own here, and we really work to refine the process. And I hate to cut you off, but we are running out of time, and we've got a lot of news and other phone calls that we need to get to. So, Mateus,
you just answered me a different question. How do
just
I
real
test
quick.
pH properly?
Say again?
How do I test pH properly? You said something about a titration or something.
Titration.
How do I
well,
do that
pH,
to properly
pH
test
is,
my pH?
pH isn't a factor in the making of nanosilver.
No, it's a separate topic. It was my last question.
Well, just go to Wikipedia and look up titration.
Titration. Okay, thanks, Michael. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jesse in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? I was just reading. They're saying Trump's going to make a big announcement on the 20th, right before the inauguration. And there's plenty of speculation that announcement is going to be that he's become gender fluid and will assume the office of presidency as a woman just to make Hillary's head explode.
I would pay good money to see that.
I would too, actually. All right, Mike, I just had to throw that in there. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. We're going to let you go there. That actually was funny. I would actually pay money to see that. Okay. Now then, in terms of the immigration issue, during Obama's term in office, deportations dropped 73%. We've been seeing it all along. Obama's sending out the message, don't kick them out. We need them to vote for Hillary. The number of deportations going on in this country right now has hit a 43-year annual low at a time when the illegal immigrant and refugee problems are skyrocketing completely out of control. Now, Angela Merkel probably needs to rethink her decision to run for another term as Chancellor of Germany. Apparently, she was over in Brussels getting some kind of an honorary award. You know, politicians love to decorate themselves with gold and ribbon and brass and all this other thing because they think it fools you into thinking that they're important and trustworthy. And she was met with major protests in the streets saying Merkel must go, Merkel must go, Merkel must go. And the issue was were both the increasing social and economic costs of the refugee program and all the recent terror attacks tied to this open borders policy. Now, as you know, Donald Trump campaigned on and came into office talking about building a wall along our border with Mexico and getting Mexico to pay for it. And Mexico was saying, no, we're not going to do that. And we've all been joking about we don't need to build a wall, just put crocodiles in the Rio Grande. Talk about getting the pumpkin chunkers to replace the ICE and just fling these people back over the border. But apparently Mexico has now blinked, and they've told Trump that, yes, they're ready to discuss the wall and how it's going to be built and how it's going to be paid for. There's going to be no shortage of building material, of course, because when Trump won the election, 60 million Democrats all crapped a brick. Now, we've been talking about hate crime hoaxes. And apparently, in the wake of this horrible video that came out of Chicago of these four black people kidnapping, imprisoning, torturing a mentally impaired white guy, certainly made this whole "we're all victims of you white supremacists" argument ring rather hollow. So down at Arundel High School, there was apparently some stuff going on about white supremacist Twitter threats. And even a poster. The KKK is coming to town. We're going to start attacking all your people. Police have finally arrested a 14-year-old black student for staging this hoax. Turning to the world of computers, apparently Lloyds Banking Group's online and mobile app services are still having serious difficulty. And Lloyds customers are getting very angry about this. And they're not sure whether it is poor hardware, poor software. I'm sure they're going to blame it on Russia hacking. Or it could be that Lloyds Bank is dealing with cash flow issues. And we have seen banks before that get into a very restrictive cash position. They'll shut down their ATMs and then they'll say, oh, we were being hacked. We had to do it for the safety of our customers, which is nonsense. And Lloyds is basically out there with a non-explanation. Experiencing intermittent issues. We're still investigating. I don't want to speculate, blah, 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 blah. But I would be very, very... I'd be taking a really good look at their current cash position here. Now, campaign group over in Great Britain, campaign group Liberty, is requesting a high court judicial review of the wide-ranging spying powers in the new Investigatory Powers Act, the spying charter, the snooping charter. And basically, it's kind of ironic that this law saying that the government can spy on absolutely everything the British people are doing came from the same country which gave us the Magna Carta. And it's another indication that all of these oligarchical established governments around the world are now absolutely terrified of their own people. The issue here, they're not spying on criminals. They're not spying on terrorists. The terrorists and criminals are getting away with as much as they did before, like the guy in Fort Lauderdale. They claimed that he was on their radar. He still got off that plane and killed a bunch of people. They're spending vast sums of money to watch you because they're afraid of you. They're afraid you're waking up. They're afraid that you're not believing the lies and doing as you're told any longer. They're afraid that you're waking up and realizing that we are not, in fact, the greatest nation on earth. We are not, in fact, a free nation. That the Bill of Rights has been eviscerated when you weren't looking. And the government is terrified they're losing control of you. Now, back in early 2013, when all of this spying first started coming on out, James Clapper got up before Congress and said that he was completely unaware of any mass spying by the NSA against ordinary American people. And now they're trying to say, well, you know, how could you say that? We know now because of Edward Snowden. This stuff's been going on all the way back to the Echelon program of the 1980s. So the latest explanation is he simply forgot it was out there. It just slipped his mind that the NSA was spying on every single American citizen. So technically it wasn't a lie. It was just poor recollection, which has become a chronic disease in Washington, D.C. Maybe it's the poor quality water, the lead in the pipes. But it's amazing how all these politicians, when they get called before Congress, they're suffering massive memory loss. You know what? Somebody needs to start a memory improvement course in Washington, D.C. We'll train your memory so you remember things better. And remember, the address to sign up to our memory improvement course is, I'll get back to you on that one. Now, proving that governments left on their own are capable of a tremendous amount of lunacy, the European Parliament is actually proposing granting the legal status of electronic person to robots. You wait. The next step is the robots are going to be given the right to vote. I am sorry. Legal status as an electronic person to a robot? Robots, at least at this time, are not sentient, self-aware, self-directing creatures. They're complex tools, and that's it. And I think we need to keep them in that place. Now, when we cross that line to where our creations have awareness and sentience, then we're going to face some tough philosophical choices, which is a big part of what was behind the storyline for Westworld, which is one of the reasons I just absolutely love that show. But this sounds like something that the European Parliament is doing, and of course they don't really have any power anyway. The European Union Commission does. This is something to get headlines or to brag about. Yes, we granted legal status of electronic person to a robot. Okay. What does that actually change in our society? Is it now going to be a crime to abuse a robot? That's a little bit out there. All right, we're coming up on the end of the show here. Let's talk about human-caused global warming. Rivers and bays are freezing all over Europe. Istanbul is paralyzed. Record snow hits Greece again. Refugees are dying. Greece doesn't get a lot of snow normally. They're getting a lot now. Severe weather is sweeping across Great Britain. Large areas already hit by heavy snow. Freezing cold in the north. Narnal, India, recorded a minus half degree Celsius. Very unusual for that part of the world. And, of course, the problem of all these refugees freezing to death across Europe is being seized on by pro-refugee, pro-immigration groups saying, it's a failure. You're not taking care of these people. And it's a humanitarian crisis, and you've got to do something. You're just leaving all these people to freeze to death. Oddly enough, this was in the UK Independent, the very same newspaper that back in 2000 declared snowfalls were a thing of the past. I loved the little bit of historical irony there. But the issue isn't humanitarianism or the care organizations. As reported out of the Express, the problem is the refugees are refusing to go to warming centers and hotels because of fears they'll be arrested and deported. And so they're choosing to stay in their tents and risk freezing to death, which is a very, very painful way to go. So what's going on here? I mean, the corporate media is still out there pushing global warming, the polar bears are dying. And we're seeing a record snow, record winter yet again. Ever since the UK Independent in 2000 said snowfalls are a thing of past, record-setting winter after record-setting winter after record-setting winter after record-setting winter. The Old Farmer's Almanac called it on this one. And the corporate media, got it wrong. NASA got it wrong. NOAA got it wrong because they're fudging the data to push an agenda. Now, as I mentioned before, one of the issues is that we've only been able to study the sun scientifically for about 100 years, and only about 20 in areas of light that are outside the visible spectrum. And we're only just now seeing some things going on. Right now, NASA released an image showing there is a very large hole in the solar corona, which is going to allow solar wind particles to gush toward Earth, triggering all kinds of aurora. The sun is going through changes. A new Maunder minimum, a new little ice age. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
America, welcome back to the show here. And as you know, Donald Trump ignited the vaccine controversy all over again by appointing Robert Kennedy Jr. To head a commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity. And the reaction from the big pharmaceutical corporations has been immediate. They're calling on all their media assets to denounce this The story just came out of the Globe and Mail, how Trump is just being delusional here to think that there's any danger in vaccines. Big Pharma is afraid that Trump is about to take away their cash cow. And the fact of the matter is that there is evidence that these vaccines are not all safe, that they are harmful. But behind it all is a very simple issue. It should be up to the people to decide for themselves. Is this vaccine safe? Is it something that's really going to benefit me or my child? That's the real issue. Now, if the vaccine companies want to put out vaccines with chemicals in them that cause problems like thimerosal, and a gullible public buys them, that's one thing. But it's quite another when a rising dictatorship, in order to get tax revenues, a piece of the action, orders you to stick your kid with a needle that could cause them harm. That's something else very, very different. Now, over at the CDC, scientist Dr. William Thompson has confirmed Trump's suspicion that there is a link between vaccines and autism. It is real. Now, remember, William Thompson was the CDC scientist who authored the CDC's report claiming there was no link. Then he blew the whistle saying that the CDC's report was a complete fraud, that they cherry-picked the data to get the result they wanted. I mean, thimerosal is based on mercury. Mercury is a known neurotoxin. Ever hear, remember Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter? There's actually an historical precedent for that, because back in the time of Lewis Carroll, milliners, hatters, would use mercury to prepare hair fibers for the felting process. Exposure to the mercury would make the little scales on the hair stand up and grab tighter and bond, and that was a key part of creating the felt, which was then formed over the mold to create the hat. And hatters had a reputation after years in the business of being just borderline insane, and it was the mercury poisoning. That's where the expression mad as a hatter comes from. That's where the character of the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland came from. There's a real issue there. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the first documented cases of autism appeared just after the mercury-based preservative was added to vaccines. So each succeeding generation of corporate executives and presidential administrations just went along and went along. Now it's a gargantuan scandal. When it comes on out, the American people are going to realize this was a multi-generational fraud to get money. And it harmed untold millions of people. There's the music, time for me to get on out of here. Remember, you Rivero's Rangers, your mission, should you choose to accept it, grab that story about Ukraine buying those old Junker T-72 tanks, post it everywhere with the comment that the only possible use for those tanks is to fake a Russian invasion to launch World War III. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.